Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, I just want to encourage you, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time a new episode is released, you are the first to find out. Now, this episode is just a little bit of a small brief taster for something that's going to be happening very soon. And that is the first weekend in November. So for the Northern Hemisphere, it will be the 4th of November. For the Southern Hemisphere, it will be the 5th of November. I will be holding the Total Somatics Live Experience. It's a one workshop. It's free of charge. And I'd love you to join live, because if you join me live, you can ask me lots of additional questions, but there's a difference between when people watch replays and watch lives. When there's a live event to it, and you're noticing with the collection of podcasts either side of this episode, is the importance of community and connection. And we need that more than ever before. So what we're going to be delving into, and this is really what I want to bring out in this episode today, is how important it is to bring in that total somatic approach to our health and well-being. So if you suffer with recurrent pain, if you have a lot of back pain, you seem to find that your resilience to stress and your resilience to tolerating movement or exercise or the activities that you've always done seems to be becoming less and less. I would love to show you in this workshop why that's the case, and also share some incredibly amazing information about you to gain confidence for you to take back control of your life. Because I'm sure listening to this, you're very much interested in self-growth and self-development and really self-care, which is so important. And it's, over the years, people have been and seen lots of really well-meaning health practitioners, but often people come away with different levels of stress and anxiety and overwhelm because they're told a particular label or prognosis from one person and a way to kind of go forward. And then they see somebody else who says something completely conflicting and they don't know where to go. And so what I'd like to do with us it together is with this workshop, I'd love to share how incredibly intelligent and amazing you truly are, and how learning skills and techniques means that we can harness a lot of these innate properties that we have and start to tweak them so that we can bring them to our advantage, and also allow you to understand the amazing, and I keep using the word amazing and incredible, but it really is. Over the years, the more I've learned about anatomy, physiology, and worked with many, many people around the world, it's extraordinary what your body can do, how it can repair, how it can heal. And I just want to be able to share that insight with you. And so this is why this year, because in particular, I feel quite passionate about us keeping together live. And so there's that interaction. I have deliberately arranged this so that for my time zone, it will be 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And that's to allow many of you in the Northern Hemisphere to watch it either relatively early in the evening or in the afternoon. And for many here in Australia or within the Southern Hemisphere, it just means a bit of an early morning. But in this way, it's to allow for that community connection. And that's because it doesn't matter where we live in the world. Underneath our skin, we're all the same. And we all go through different battles and different trials and different challenges. And what you'll probably notice with many of my podcast episodes with Total Somatics is total somatic movement is incredibly important for releasing muscle tension, for easing your pain, improving your posture, helping with overall mobility and spatial awareness and how you can balance and move and create greater rhythm and elasticity and shock absorbency in your body. However, what's really important, and you've probably already picked this up from my episodes, is movement is crucial. But if we haven't addressed the mindset aspect, if we haven't considered a mindful approach, sometimes the movement can become purely mechanical. And that's why in my clinical practice over the years, and this is why I now share it with the rest of the world, is noticing that those key components are what we need to bring in. And you would have also noticed from previous podcasts when I've invited guests in, particularly Louise. You would have heard from Louise back in a few episodes ago with that somatic in September range. She'd been doing total somatics for years, but when life became incredibly challenging for her, all of a sudden that carpet was pulled away from underneath her. And she really thought, what can I do? And she went back to what she knew well, which was her total somatics practice. And if you haven't checked Louise out, please do. You will find her a few episodes ago, and I'll also put the link in at the bottom here with the show notes. But with Louise, she knew she needed to be consistent and keep her regular practice, even though at times with the chemo brain, her brain was very fuzzy. And again, Louise knows total somatic movement and pandiculations, mindset, mindfulness really well. But remember, somas exist in time. And what happened with Louise with her soma, she went under incredible trauma. There was a lot going on with her chemo, her radiotherapy, and just trying to process this whole cancer journey and experience. And so this is why, can you see why it's so important that we keep recalibrating? And if we feel that we go, well, I know those somatic movements, I'm okay. Could I encourage you to maybe switch your mindset? Because that's the power of total somatics, is that I'm with you, I'm supporting you and serving you. Because at different times, life will throw a curveball at you and you think you have everything in order, but then your nervous system will flick back into that default pattern. And sometimes what we need is that little bit of assistance. And that's why with me, and especially with the rich banquet, the resources within Total Somatics, within the membership there, there are lots of places I encourage you to go to. And you see, because of the clinical practice and because of my ongoing learnings in lots of areas of neuroscience, trauma therapy, and also being involved in a lot of research and study and educating practitioners as well. So lots of different areas. What it means is that I bring to you a membership that has so much in different areas of life, sickness, health. And again, there's different levels. There are some people coming in as practitioners that want to upskill, want to grow on their already existing knowledge. There are people that are coming in that just want to know how to reduce their pain, improve their posture, increase their mobility, and learn to develop mindfulness in a very somatic way. So, can you see there's lots there? But with the membership, I'm there to guide you. And that's why anyone that's in the membership will also let you know that I'm constantly checking in with the members, looking at how I can support them, create content, which is going to serve them as they move into their next chapter of their life. So I would love for you to be part of the whole Total Somatics experience by joining me live on that first weekend in November. Please do, because again, as I say, it's all about connection, it's all about community. And when we're considering that we're all like-minded individuals, we want to have a life that's going to create more opportunities for us to pursue the activities we love to do. And also move us away from living incredibly subconsciously and mindlessly into more a conscious and a mindful living state. And that will show up not only in our posture, it will show up in how we behave. Do we react to situations? Do we respond? And granted, nobody is perfect. We all have incredibly rubbish parts of our life where things hit us at full throttle. But because of having mental fitness, it's how we come back, how we can bounce forward and move on with our life. A bit like physical fitness again, you know, it depends on how quickly our heart rate comes back down to that resting heart rate after exercise. That's a sign of our good physical fitness. It's exactly the same with our mental fitness. We have some incredibly stressful things that happen. Sometimes we might be quite sad thinking, I didn't think I'd respond that way. But instead of beating ourselves up emotionally, we show compassion. We understand that things do hit us and we are all imperfect. The difference is our mental fitness. How quickly from something that could be pretty horrific do we then go, let's just drop back down. Let's come back to a baseline where there's a bit of stimulation, a bit of relaxation. What can we do here? What can we do to regulate our nervous system? And that's what I want to share with you, is because again, we're constantly adapting, we're constantly changing. And that's why with all the resources, you will see that that's what I'd love to share with you. So again, looking at creating a flexible and a resilient nervous system so that we can really move forward and enjoy our life with a mindful and a conscious approach to our behavior, to our posture, to our movement, to how we speak to people, how we listen, and are we actively listening? And also what we consume. So again, that's looking at food, how we can take care of ourselves from the inside out. Are we hydrated enough? All of these aspects, when we start to cherish and nurture our soma, we notice huge differences. So I hope you can join me. If you can, I would love that. If you go to totalsomatics.com/live experience, you can find all the details there and leave your email, and you will get all the details as we get closer to the time. So I can't wait to see you all then. All my love. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.